When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Mets are a mess right now, but I am not giving up on the season. 888-808-1019. There is a lot of negativity, a lot of toxicity surrounding the Mets right now. You hear it on the broadcast as Gary, Keith, and Ron are crying in their beer at the end of the games. I heard it on the Rico Bronya last night as I was commuting into work here in the morning, listening to Evan and Hoff crying on the Rico. I've listened to the callers since I've been in the station here for the last hour. A lot of negativity, and I understand that the Mets are giving you a reason to be negative right now. This weekend, this season as a whole has been a mess, has been a disaster, has been awful. Has been pathetic, has been beyond sad at times. And right now, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's 74 degrees outside. There is reason for optimism as far as life. The summer is here. The beaches are opening up. Barbecues. Everything should be happy, go lucky right now. But if you are a fan of the Mets, if you are driving to Citi Field right now, if you are commuting, if you're taking the train to Citi Field right now, not only just to get a hot dog and get a suntan, I assume, it's to watch the baseball team and root for a victory and try to get a W and see if they could turn this team around, you have to have a positive mindset because baseball, the way it is constructed, is you're never really out of it. You're not. There are five games out of the last wild card spot. And I know it was like three a couple days ago, and it keeps getting worse and worse. But if you're going to sit here and be negative, if you're going to sit here and stew, if you're going to do LOL Mets, if we're going to cry, it's going to be a long summer. It's going to be a long couple of months here before football season. It's going to be a long couple of months before anything else that can be positive in your life, assuming you're not a Rangers fan. More on that later. It is going to be a rough couple of months. So you have to search for the positives. And there are some. Obviously, Mark Vientos has heated up. Christian Scott. Severino has pitched well. Pete Alonso has turned things around. Brandon Nimmo's been up and down, but overall, I think he's been good. Lindor's going to hit. I'm sorry. He's not past his prime. He's not shot. He's not done. At the end of the year, Lindor's stats will be there. I understand you want him hitting when the team is struggling, but I have no reason to believe that Lindor won't have the back of the baseball card stats when the season's over. And look, he was basically their best hitter last year. Francisco Alvarez, who is trending towards coming back, is obviously a major positive. That dude in the middle of the lineup, that swag. And really, you can point to his injury as being sort of the downfall of the season. I mean, remember, things were rocking and rolling. They went to LA. They beat the Dodgers twice. Things were very positive. Start of the season, not so great. They righted the ship. They didn't let go of the rope. They were spunky. They figured out a way. They went to LA, one of the best teams in baseball, arguably the best team, certainly Yankees, Braves in that conversation, Phillies. And they beat the Dodgers twice. Alvarez gets hurt, out for a few months, and things have gone certainly south since then. But I, to remain positive, number one, the direction of the franchise, and number two, which I think is heading in the right direction, even though it doesn't feel that way, more on that later. Right now, when you look at this season, I hearken back to a couple years ago. I watched the Phillies team in August, and the Mets basically took them to the cleaners, who could not field the ground ball, who could not do anything right. They looked awful. The Mets were embarrassing them left and right. This is when the Mets were having a really good year, and we all know what happened then. And the Phillies went to the World Series. So, I mean, anything can happen. Anything can change. Things are bad right now. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat the play on the field. It is obviously awful. This weekend, we have seen this a lot if you're a Met fan, has been something we've seen a lot in our lives. But at some point, we have to look in the mirror and we have to change the overall vibe that we are as fans. Because the minute things go like this, everybody starts to cry. Everybody starts to LOL Mets. Everybody starts to say, here we go. Same old Mets. This is what we expect. They'll never win. They'll never turn it around. I've even heard Will Pond-esque when it comes to Steve Cohen, which is absolutely utterly ridiculous. That is just a dumb comparison. That's a lazy narrative. And that's somebody trying to get, you know, clicks online or get laughs from their friends. That's not what's going on here. The Mets are in a bad way right now, but the season is not over. The season is not lost. The future of the franchise is not lost. There are positives you can look at. There are things to hold on to. There are things that are going in the right direction, even though it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way right now, of course, because right now, and it's funny, every week you're like, well, this is the worst loss of the season. Oh, well, now this is the worst loss of the season. Well, now this is the worst loss of the season. And as bad as things look, and it's hard to look any worse, I still remain positive currently and for the future because I know how baseball is. I know baseball is the law of average. That's what I would say. And going into this season, I, like many, thought this was probably a 500, maybe a little north of 500 baseball team. So, if you do the math, they're about to win 20 in a row. And I heard Evan on Friday, and I've heard him all weekend basically saying, well, I shaved my beard, I being Evan. I cut my hair. I did something for the Mets. What have you done? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm remaining positive because it's very easy to be negative. It's very easy to be negative with the Mets. And at times I've fallen into that trap, certainly. 38 years old, they haven't done much for me. They've run up a tab, and it's time they start paying that off. So it's very easy to be negative. It's very easy to say the season's over. It's very easy to punt. It's 3rd and 20. Let's all sit here and act like we're Patrick Mahomes. What would he do? Would he punt? No, he'd try to chuck the ball up. He'd try to get a first down. So when we're sitting here, and it's Sunday, and it's beautiful weather outside, you have to start thinking, all right, what could they do to turn things around? Now, obviously, the bullpen is a mess. Edwin Diaz has been awful. Now, Edwin, you're coming off a major injury here. He lost the entire season last year. Is it bad? It's hideous. 3 consecutive blown saves. He's nearing a 6 ERA. He's in the 7th inning. They're not even playing Narco when he comes out in the 7th inning until he gets the mound, I assume, to save face. It is really bad. The bullpen as a whole has not been great. The lineup has been struggling, to say the least. They're not scoring enough runs, even when they have a lead. Now, I'm going to give the credit to the Giants, too. They are a team that comes back in a lot of games. And I think oftentimes we look at the negatives of the team we root for, and we don't shine a light on the positives of the other team. The Giants are built that way to come back in these games. And I understand it's been, Friday was like the gut punch for a lot of people. But to me, that's gut check time. A lot of people like to fold up. They like to say, all right, see ya. We'll see you next year. Hopefully we can win next year. I'm not like that. And I'm taking a different mentality when it comes to this Mets season. And that is to remain positive because I thought 500, obviously they're way under that right now, but if they get on a little bit of a streak, if they win some games, which they are capable of doing, they are capable of doing it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call in. They are capable of doing this because I see talent. I went into this year thinking this lineup has a chance to be special. We have not seen the full potential of the lineup. Now, I've been screaming that for the last couple months, but it's the reality of it. We still haven't seen everybody together. Remember, season started. JD Martinez had the back injury. Didn't see him the first couple weeks. Then Alvarez gets hurt. Lindor has not really gotten it going. Alonso got off to the slow start. Jeff McNeil obviously stinks. I know he's played pretty good recently, but I want him off the team. Wendell, we know. Joey Bag of Donuts, he was gone quick. He was horrible. They haven't. Nimmo got off to the slow start. He's been up and down. They haven't really reached that full potential that lineup can be. And all things considered, it could be a lot worse. Again, 5 games out of the last wild card spot. Baseball is different now. And I think we all have that old school mentality and that approach of, well, you got to win the division. You got to win 100 games. We all know how that worked out a couple years ago. There are different ways to get in the mix. There are different ways to skin a cat. Now, I wouldn't draw it up this way, the way the Mets have gone through the first couple months, but I certainly would not say it's over because it's not over really until it's over, right? We've heard that phrase before. It is not over because at any point they can turn this around. They just need that little bit of a spark. They just need something to get them going. And maybe that's the return of Francisco Alvarez. As I brought up a little bit earlier, he was sort of the guy when he got hurt, things started to unravel a little bit. And I truly believe Francisco Alvarez, along with Pete Alonso, will be that core middle of the order for the next 5, 10, certainly longer for Alvarez, in the Mets lineup. So losing a bat like that is major. If the Yankees, and I'm not saying Alvarez is Aaron Judge, but if the Yankees lost Aaron Judge, things would be a lot different. And you expect Francisco Alvarez to develop into that type of player. I certainly do. I think everybody listening to my voice right now believes the same. He has that swag. He has that thunder in his bat. He's the type of guy that can carry this lineup. You lose a guy like that from the lineup, and you can't expect to be good. So maybe he's the spark. Maybe Edwin starts turning it around, although I don't know what you do with him right now. And look, I give him a pass for sure because of how great he was a couple years ago and because of an injury. Because when you miss an entire year, the first 2 months you're back, you're going to go through these type of pitfalls. Edwin Diaz is not this. We all know that. Unless he's dealing with an injury and they're not telling anybody, he is not this. He is as good a closer as there is in baseball. He's not a guy with a 5-something ERA that you can't even trust in the 6th inning right now. That's not who he is. So he's going to be better. Lindor is not this. Nimmo is not this. Alonso will be better. This team is better than this. They are. This is not what they are. This is not who they are. They are in a rut. Things are starting to snowball. They are letting go of the rope a little bit. Although every single time this year that others have looked to bury them, they have found a way to keep it where it needs to be, to sort of right the ship. And right now, this is the biggest test. And if they can walk away with a win today, you start to build on that. Because right now, everybody's looking to let go of the rope. The broadcast, the owner, we'll get to him in a little bit as far as his social media, things that he's doing. Everybody has that down in the dumps, things are over, doom and gloom, same old Mets. So, Evan, who's off tomorrow, by the way, I'm doing the show, Evan and Tiki, we'll hear from him on Tuesday. He asked, what are you doing? He shaved his beard. He cut his hair. What is everyone doing around here? A lot of Met fans at this station. What I am doing is being positive. Positive. Because if we don't get out of this sort of mind frame, and I fell victim to it, we're being honest here, the 100-win season, I felt like the other shoe was going to drop. Now, it did, but having that mentality is not the right way to go about things. It isn't. And if this franchise is going to change and turn things around, and I'm not talking about a 100-win season going to place, I'm talking about being a winner year in and year out. What Steve Cohen is trying to accomplish with this team. The only way to change that, they have to do their part for sure. Not saying they don't, but we as fans, the toxicity, the negativity, this is never going to get better. It's always been this way. It always will be this way. We're not Bret the Hitman Hart here, okay? Things can change, and I fully believe they will. And they could change this year. They can. Things flip on a dime. All of a sudden, things can get better. They can. I still think this lineup has a chance to be special. The rotation, look, there are Quintana. There are things that can be better. Senga, another setback. I was very negative in the sense because I felt like a guy like that came in with bad medicals, pitched all year long, but remember last year they handled him with kid gloves, and now the injury this year, and everything with him has been vague. I am not super optimistic that we see Kodai Senga this season, but I still think they have enough in a rotation to sort of hold the fort down and be in that mix, that 500 team, that team at the end of the year that has a chance to make the postseason. And if that happens, that's how you build on this. That's how you turn things around. We've seen it with the Knicks for years. Nobody wanted to come here. LOL Knicks, they have figured it out. They have righted the ship. They have become a functional franchise. That's what the Mets are trying to do. That's what Steve Cohen is trying to do. He has not succeeded so far, but you don't turn things around in a year, 2, 3, 4 years. I know we're impatient. I get it. You go outside right now. It's Memorial Day weekend. It should be fun. Everybody's telling everybody to go scratch. Everybody's honking their horns. Nobody's happy. I understand that, and I understand being impatient. Believe me, I get it. You want it, and you want it fast, and you want everything turned around. The Mets and where they are at right now and where they were at when Cohen bought the team, it is going to take time and you go through growing pains. That's for the future. But for the present, there are positives. Vientos, Alonso, Alvarez, Scott, guys like Nimmo and Lindor that you know are going to turn these things around. You just know it. Deep down, you know Lindor at the end of the year is going to have his numbers. You know deep down, Nimmo at the end of the year is going to have his numbers. Diaz, unless he's hurt, is going to turn this around. This team is better than this. They're better. They got a first-year manager. And this has nothing to do with Mendy. Mendy is fine. He's doing all he can do. But there are growing pains right now, and they're going through it right now, and they're going through the ringer, and times are tough, and Friday was brutal, and Saturday might have been even worse. I get it, and it's dark right now. It is. But a positive outlook currently and for the future, I'm telling you, is the best way to go about this, because if we continue to have this mindset as Met fans, how are we ever going to get out of this? I am sick of this. I am sick of the negativity that surrounds this franchise, and I am not going to be a part of it anymore. I've been that way for a very long time, and I don't want to be that way. You don't want to be that way. I know some of you that probably hate the Mets want to drink our tears, and certainly if you have negative comments, I can be a shoulder to cry on, but I can also, we can laugh, we can cry, we can do whatever we need to do to make ourselves feel better. But at the end of the day, we also have to look at this baseball team and we have to say, okay, what can get better currently and for the future? And there are still plenty of positives when I look at this Mets team. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here on the Fan. Let's go to Mike in Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Dude,
yes.
The Mets are in a rut?
Yes.
You said they're in a... Dude, this has been crap since they handed the division to the Braves.
They were not great last year, and this year is off to a very bad start. Yes.
Yeah, but... Right.
Okay.
So they had a chance to win the division and not have to play a one-game playoff, and they gave it away.
Well, they didn't play it. Okay, hold on, Mike. Your facts are wrong there. All right. So this is what I'm talking about here, though. Now we're going back in history. Let's talk about right now. I don't care what they did a couple years ago. Right now, because this is where you get into the negative stuff of that. This, that, and the other. You want to bring up other stuff, too? You want to bring up all their collapses and the times they've lost in the playoffs? This is the rut I'm talking about is with the fans, not so much with the team right now. Come on, here we go. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to TJ in Queens. What's up, TJ?
Oh, Lugie, do we have to listen to every single person complain like this with every call? I mean, it's annoying now. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I hear Everybody you. If I want to hear people complain, I'll call my mom. So, you know, I mean, I'd like to come to work and not be negative here, TJ.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I mean, listen, we all got something to complain about, but we want to change the culture here, and all we do is complain? I mean, we're never going to change into a winning culture if all we do is complain about losing.
No, absolutely. I mean, and you bring up stuff from the past, TJ, and like I said, right now, the Mets are in a way. They are. It's bad. This weekend's been bad. The season's been off to a bad start. The season is not over, and I'm not going to be sitting here. If it's September and they're 40 games out, of course. But, I mean, right now, Memorial Day weekend, 5 out of the last wild card spot, things can turn around. We've seen it. And the way baseball is constructed these days, it is constructed so that teams are really never out of it. They aren't. There's always a chance, right? So, and as far as like getting rid of everybody, as far as trading everybody off, they're not trading Pete Alonso. Let's just get that the hell out of here. They're not trading Pete. They're not going to get the assets back that are going to equal his value. Who is going to trade for Pete Alonso as a rental? Because there's no guarantee he signs there. They're not trading Pete Alonso. You're not trading a guy that can hit you 40, 50 home runs a year. The run production is just, you're not finding that anywhere else. You're not. And if this season does continue this way, you are going to get Pete Alonso at a very nice discount. And I do think Pete Alonso, even though he's hired Scott Boras, and I think he does regret that. I don't know that. I've not spoken to Pete Alonso about it. But I'm sure in the back of the mind, he is regretting that a little bit because I do believe he wants to be here. I do believe he wants to be a Met. I do believe he wants to be the centerpiece of this team. And I think that there is some negative feelings whenever you bring Boras in because Boras wants to get every little dime out of the organization. He wants to squeeze you dry, especially Steve Cohen, who is a 24-hour-a-day ATM, basically unlimited money. So I understand that, but I'm not trading Pete Alonso. And that's a conversation for another day, but I am not doing anything like that. 877-337-6666. I gave the wrong number. Phil is in Howell. The number's 888-808-1019. So we'll see how many mistakes I make today. Let's go.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Listen, I like to talk about the Met lineup, okay?
Sure.
I heard you saying that you don't want to really make a comparison when they won 100 games, but this has a little bit something to do with it. I think the top of the lineup, if you remember when they won the 100 games, right, they had Nimmo McNeil every day, okay, 1-2. I don't know why they took McNeil out of the number two hole. He's a prototype number two hitter, all right? It's a mindset, all right, because you got Nimmo, all right, he gets on base, all right, and then what happened was back with that, being a number two hitter, he became a slap hitter. And that's what he is, so right? And then, you know, I don't know, all of a sudden, you know, Buck did it last year. He moved him around in the lineup. He doesn't belong. He's not a number
Phil,
three.
The only thing I would argue is that I hear what you're saying, I do, but the prototypical hitter and the prototypical lineup doesn't really exist in baseball anymore. It used to be, all right, we'll lead off with Kenny Lofton. We'll hit a slap hitter number two. He'll steal a base. We'll go to the right side. That's not what it is anymore. You see some of the best players, best people in the lineup hitting at the top of the order. It's about getting on base. It's about putting your best players at the top of the lineup. So hopefully they get at least five at-bats. That's what baseball is right now. You put your best hitters at the top of the lineup in hopes that they get five at-bats. It's not about having a guy here, because Nimmo's not really a prototypical leadoff guy. It's different. Baseball's different, the lineups are different, and I get you want to scream for consistency in the lineup. It's not the same way. It's not 1993, all right? So it's not the way that it works anymore. You got to mix things up. You got to put guys in different spots. The top of the order, McNeil, I mean, how is he a prototypical two-hitter? He's hitting 230, even when it was a prototypical two-hitter that you're looking for. So I'm sorry. I'm not putting McNeil near the top of the order. I get wanting to have the lineup be consistent, but it's just not the way baseball is. You put your best hitters at the top of the lineup. You put your Nimmos, your Lindors, your Alvarez's when he's healthy, your Alonso. And the hope is that if the lineup could get to five at-bats and you get your best players more opportunities to score runs. It's about scoring more runs than the other team. That's how you win. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lou Gehrig, Loogie here on The Fan. Steven is in Brooklyn. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, hi, Loogie. I hate to tell you this, but you're being totally delusional about the Mets. I don't know what you're talking about. This team is a bunch of overpaid, declining players. They don't have anybody.
Who's declining?
Everyone.
Why? I mean, give me an example.
Let's go through the lineup.
Okay.
Lindor's
not declining.
Alonso
stinks. Alonso's not declining. He's not declining. What is Pete Alonso paid
to
do? Hit home runs and knock in runs. Where is he declining
in that? If you want to believe that, go ahead.
What do you mean if I want to believe that? So what is he paid to do?
I'll tell you right now. When they trade him, you'll see what teams think of his value.
So
then
why
see.
The hell would they trade him if other teams don't think he has a lot of value?
Because they're going to win 65 games. They're going to be awful. What use do they have for him?
Hold on, Steve, because you're not a Met fan. What use do they have for Pete Alonso in their lineup? Is that really a serious statement? Seriously. Listen,
Alonso is not a horrible player. I'm not telling you he's a bad player. What I'm telling you is that he's in decline. He is not going to be better in the years to come. They have no use for him.
Steve, the Mets are good again, he's
done.
Steve, the Mets could be good this year. They could be good next year. You're acting like they're basically picking number one in the draft and they're an NBA team with no hope. So that's, see, we're not doing this. We're not doing the Mets aren't going to be good. They were just good 2 years ago. Stop. And they could bounce back this year, and they could be good next year. Next year. Lindor is 30 years old. He's not declining. He just had an awesome season last year. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Joe is in Connecticut.
Hey, Luke, how are you?
What's up, bro?
First, I'd like to say I really enjoy listening to you. I wait for you to come on now. You're definitely up and coming. You're going to be getting your own show pretty soon. But as far as the Mets go, I think you hit it right on the head. I've been a Mets fan for 40 years, and I am tired of hearing myself complain. I think you're right on the money. I think we have to start being more positive. I think these guys that just keep piling on, what's the sense? Why not try a different approach and just let the Mets do what they have to do and hope they win in the meantime and enjoy the games? I just don't understand what all the complaining's about. I know you want to complain because you're a Mets fan, but, you know, at some point you got to start, you know, looking at it a different way, a more positive way.
No, that's it, Joe. And I think you nailed on a few points there, and I appreciate the kind words. There's this feeling, it's in the DNA. It almost doesn't even matter what age you are, but I do think it tends to be a little bit from the younger generation. When I say younger generation, I say people around my age. I'm 38, 40 and under. You haven't seen much. So there's that always that feeling of, well, this is the Mets. This is how it's been. This is how it is. This is how it's always going to be. We remember how excited we were when Steve Cohen bought the team. We no longer had the Wilpons. We no longer had a shop on the clearance rack. And that's been true. Steve Cohen has spent money. Now, so far, it hasn't worked, but he's going to continue to spend money. They are going to build up the farm system. They're already doing that. They are taking that hybrid approach that we've seen from teams like the Braves. We've seen that from teams like the Dodgers. And we've seen it from the Astros. And I always think that's smart, is to see who is at the top of your field and to, you know, take little things from them. That's how you're successful. And the Mets are trying to do that. And they tried it one way, and they signed Scherzer, and they signed Verlander, and they brought in Lindor. And as far as for the pitcher's perspective, did not work. Both of those guys were essentially shot for the most part, and they didn't pitch well here. And Scherzer, of course, in every big moment was hideous. But Lindor has been very good. Now, he had his moment with the thumbs down, stuff like that, and he's an easy target, and people like to pick on him, and people don't like to think he's very good. He's very good. Lindor is a very, very good player. He's been basically the best player over the last couple of years. But this is just like not, this is crazy. Crazy to think that all these, you think all these guys are on a decline. Jeff McNeil, sure, he's absolutely on a decline. You could see it. But Lindor had a monster season. And Alonso, where are you finding guys that, Pete Alonso, I believe, I'll check it up in the break here, has had more home runs basically over the last 4 or 5 years than anybody in baseball. So where is he declining? Yeah, he's not graceful at first base. First of all, you can make him the DH if you want. And I'm sure over time they will. But the idea that they have no use for Pete Alonso, they have no use for a guy that could go 40 to 50 home runs and drive in runs, which, by the way, is the key to winning, is driving in runs. They do not have a Pete Alonso problem. Pete Alonso is part of the present, and he is part of the future. And if you don't think other teams around the league have value and don't value him, great, because then, number one, you're going to get a good deal at the end of the year. And number two, if you trade him at the deadline and nobody has value for him, then you're giving him away. Now, what sense does that make? I would fire you as my GM if that was your mentality. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Staten Island.
Tommy, what's up? How you doing? First time calling. 5 years listening to the fan.
Good, dude. What's up, man? Thank you.
So, I want to preface it. I'm a Yankee fan, but I do want to talk about the Alonso stuff.
Okay.
So, I love Alonso. I think he's a stud. But as a Mets fan, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to trade him at the deadline and then re-sign him at the end of the year, just like other teams have done in the past.
Yeah, Mike, I get what you're saying here. You're walking a tightrope there, because let's just say you trade him somewhere. And let's just say, I'll make this analogy, because we've all been there. I may have been there several times in my life. You're dating a girl, right? You like her, you love her, you want to settle down, but you got that little, you know, all right, let me see what else is going on here. I haven't tried everything at the buffet yet. Look, and you're never gonna, believe me, I've tried. So you say, you know what, let me just go to her and say, why don't we see other people for a little bit, and I'm going to figure it out, and then, but I know in the back of my mind that I'm ultimately going to propose. Well, you let her walk out of your sights, it could be forever. And then you're sitting there on Facebook or Instagram and you see you're getting married and you're some poor slob at the club with a fedora on and you got no girl and you got no money and you're doing nothing. So you got to be careful there, and you let the love of your life walk away. So if you let Pete out of the building, if you let him go to another team, you allow him to fall in love with another town, with another city, with another fan base, you may lose him forever. You may lose him forever. And Pete Alonso, I'm sorry, I think it's 80-20 in terms of the fans, and I think the 20% is louder, as it is in life, right? It's always that way. The 20% is louder that don't like Pete, that think he's a goofball, that don't like that he does the air humping, or the Mets, the Donnie Diesel thing, or the bro culture, or whatever it is that Pete Alonso brings to the team as far as off the field, they don't like that. I think that's about 20%. They'll point to the numbers, but deep down it's because they think he's a doofus. That's what it is. Because when I push people on this, whether it be here or friends, they ultimately go to that line. Oh, I don't like you. I don't like that stuff. Same thing with Lindor. Oh, he smiles too much. Well, you know what? Elf said it. Buddy the Elf. Smiling's his favorite. So maybe we should all smile a little bit more. Now, I know it's tough to smile because when I was coming here to work on the subway, they don't have air conditioning on in the subway. That's nice. Now, at least I didn't get hit with a fireball. But it's hot on the subway. Can you turn the air conditioning on a little bit, please? And you know you're a New Yorker when the entire subway is 90 degrees and nobody got off. Nobody complained. Nobody said anything. Why? Because we're tough. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Lou is in Westfield. What's up, Lou?
So, Loogie, first of all, Alonso is not on the decline. The guy who called in and said that knows nothing about baseball.
I hear you.
He's averages over 40 home runs a year, right. 120 RBIs. Uh-huh. And by the way, if you can tell the person who called you, look at the 7 free agent first basemen that are going to come due this year. There's not one who's even close to his numbers. And I'll go through them for you. Rowdy Tellez, Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Paul Goldschmidt? The only one who even looks like potential would be Christian Seller. Give me a break. If the Mets are smart, you sign him and build your team around him. Finally, keep a good ball player. That as a Met organization, you let these guys go who are potentially, look at his record in the last 5 years. And people forget, doesn't he have the rookie home run record? Didn't he break Aaron Judge's rookie home run record
of 52? Look, Lou, you're bringing up all great points here, and that's always been my thing with Alonso. When you're looking at his power productivity, his thunder, what he means in the middle of the order. I even had a coworker here say, well, he's Adam Dunn. Well, look up Adam Dunn's numbers. Adam Dunn almost hit 500 home runs. 500! That's a lot! You have no use for a guy that hits 40 home runs a year? Come on. Come on. He's not on the decline. He's part of the future. They're not trading him. They're going to pay him. As a previous caller brought up, I would not try to walk the tightrope of trading him and bringing him back. I use the analogy of dating a girl. You let her kind of see what's out there, and she finds something out. You know, she marries your, you know, college roommate or her accountant. I don't know. You definitely don't want to put it out there. If you love Pete Alonso, if you want to put a ring on it, if you think he's part of the future, you do it. And I do think there will be a major, I gave you 80% of the fan base, that will be very upset with Steve Cohen. Because they lost out on Pete Alonso. Because I do think Pete Alonso is a beloved Met by the majority of the fans. 20%, I think, don't like him. But I think 80%, which is a large number, love Pete Alonso and want Pete Alonso to be here over the next 5, 10, whatever, how many years it's going to be. So they need to get that done. They're not going to trade him. And the negativity, the toxicity that is surrounding this team needs to go. That starts with us, and it goes from there. And I don't think this season's over. It is bad right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm not going to make an ass out of myself to tell you that things are good right now. They're horrible. They're bad right this second. But things can turn around. It's baseball. It's a long season. We've seen it over the last couple of years. And they basically, Rob Manfred and the brain trust there at Major League Baseball, have wanted to allow essentially every team to get into the postseason. You get in, you never know what could happen. So if you want to give up on Memorial Day, if you want to enjoy your summer, if you want to enjoy the beach, if that's what you want to do, that's you. But I am going to be positive. Evan asked a question on Friday after he shaved his head and his beard. More on that in the next couple days because he wanted to turn the season around. He asked, what have you done? What I'm doing is remaining positive. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. This is Tommy Lugauer. Loogie, here on The Fan, I got you to 3:30. When we get back, more of your calls on the Mets. I want to get into the comments Hal Steinbrenner made this week and what it has to do with the future of Juan Soto. Rangers, big game coming up here at 3 o'clock. I'll be on till 3:30. If you are down in Florida, if you went to the game, I'd love to hear from you. If not, and you're here, I really want to get into this tricky situation of it's beautiful, it's beach weather, it's Memorial Day weekend, barbecues. What is your setup for the Ranger game today? Are you sort of hunkering down in the darkness and watching the game? Are you going to the beach watching on your phone? Are you watching the backyard at a barbecue? What are you doing for the Ranger game today? 888-808-1019. 1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.